tweet some stupid things sometimes, but
are you the fake Jerry Azzanero?
No, we talk about that a little bit in our D-line room though. That's a funny account. He's like, why would anybody? It's like, why would anyone want to be me? Like, they must have a pretty sad life if they don't want to act like they're me. So it's kind of funny. We give them a hard time about
Someone in the D-line room has to be it, though.
I don't know. It seems like someone's got some insider information. For the record, it's not me.
Okay.
So Coach Az, it's not me. I don't want to get in trouble for that one, but it's funny.
As a rookie, seventh-round pick, going into your first NFL game, it seems like you're going to have a pretty important role this Sunday. Yeah. How much are you looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it a lot. I'm excited. I was just saying earlier, you know, I'm trying to not get too excited about it and kind of remain steady and lean back on my training and technique and the muscle memory that you get from, you know, all these thousands of reps during practice. But, you know, at the same time, I'm pretty fired up about it.
Could you have imagined this, the time you were drafted, you know, someone who's just looking to find a spot on the team, all of a sudden having a big role here in your first game?
I mean, I think I could to a certain extent. You know, obviously my goal is to make the team and play during the season. And kind of looks like I'm going to do that so far. I don't want to speak too soon. So, I mean, I'm not surprised. I think some other people might be surprised, but I'm not really one of them. I feel good about it.
You're going against a very physical Jacksonville team that they want to run the ball. They make no bones about it. Mm-hmm. Do you relish an opportunity to go against a team like that that kind of fits what you like to do?
Definitely. I mean, every NFL team wants to establish a run game, and you know, obviously an important part of defense is stopping the run game. That's basically NFL football 101. But, I mean, they like to get, 21 personnel, some big tight ends. And they like to run a lot of stretch, power, stuff like that. So I think that's good for our defensive line. And it'll be nice to, you know, kind of get some of those reps, some hard-nosed runs kind of things.
What's your pregame routine?
I don't know. I had one in college that we kind of did as a D-line.
Yeah, what'd you do?
We would always, kind of get together and, like, talk a little bit in the shower before, say a quick prayer, and kind of like one person, usually a senior, would give like a pump-up speech. This is like right before the game, and then we get all fired up and go out there together. But I kind of gotta find my own thing now, I think. Yeah, so we'll see. I've been listening to the same like pregame music for I don't know since like for like 4 or 5 years now. So that's pretty consistent.
What is it? What's on?
It's a lot of like hard rock, like heavy metal, some stuff like that. I'm trying to think, like Disturbed, Metallica, some classic rock. I just like play it really loud, yeah.